The long-term strategy of Egyptian President Abdel el-Sisi seems to be coming into focus. More restrictions on international aid groups is clear from a law that had been approved by Egypt's parliament way back in November. The move by el-Sisi came just days after more than two dozen Coptic Christians were ambushed and killed on the first day of Ramadan. El-Sisi responded by launching airstrikes into Libya. And Sahar Aziz, former non-resident fellow at the Brookings Institution and professor at Texas A&M School of Law, says that Egypt is beginning to focus more on the lands of North Africa to the west. Libyan instability in particular has been enabling the footholds of ISIS.
Well, Sisi rhetorically has been very supportive of Coptic Christians. He appreciates that the church was supportive of his group's coup, legally speaking, in terms of ousting democratically elected Mohamed Morsi. However, the Coptic Egyptians have not been satisfied with his government's failure to protect them from the increasing violent threat from ISIS, which is based in Sinai. There's a branch there, and it is now expanding its violence into mainland Egypt, focusing particularly on Christians because they are seeking to increase sectarian strife in Egypt, and that's part of their strategy in Syria and Iraq. But I'm not sure if it's going to be as successful because the politics in Egypt between the Christians and the Muslims is not nearly as hostile and as tense as it is in places like Iraq, for example, between the Shia and the Sunni.
So the politics is positive, but is there a consensus, Professor, that el-Sisi and the Egyptian military are capable of controlling events in Sinai and, more broadly speaking, in Libya?
Well, the facts on the ground in Sinai show that they are not. This war between ISIS and the Egyptian military has been raging now for at least since 2013, when Sisi effectively took power behind the scenes, and to some extent even since 2011 when Egypt had its revolution. So that is an open question as to whether the violence against the Christians is a result of incompetence or if it's a result of neglect. And of course, the Egyptian government is somewhat in a bind because they don't want to admit that they're incompetent and that their military, which they tout as among the best in the region, is incapable of keeping the country secure. And at the same time, they certainly don't want to be accused by their Western allies, who have always disproportionately cared about Christian minorities in the Middle East. He doesn't want to admit to them that he's neglecting those communities and failing to protect them.
I'm wondering if the el-Sisi leadership in Egypt represents a total shift to the West as opposed to the East in terms of territorial aspirations and the projection of military power, that Libya is much more important to Egypt today than anything to the East has been traditionally.
Well, the peace treaty that was signed between Israel and Egypt in 1979 pretty much established the relationship between the two countries, with the United States being the primary arbiter between the two. And even when Mohamed Morsi, who was affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood, was elected, his government respected the treaty. Now, on the Libyan side, this is a new development. When Gaddafi was there, his dictatorship and his iron fist rule made the border relatively safe, particularly at least for Egypt. So Sisi is, and his regime is, much more concerned right now with that border. It's a large border. It's permeable. There, most of the arms that have gone into Sinai that have effectively made ISIS much stronger militarily have come from Libya. So he is right now extremely worried about that, and it's unclear whether he's going to be able to secure that border. And it's also one reason why he's siding with the military general within the Libyan civil war, because he does not want political Islamists to come to power in Libya, and he certainly wants Libya to stabilize, ideally in his favor in terms of who will ultimately, you know, win this civil war.
Well, lots to pay attention to in Egypt and points west. Sahar Aziz, former non-resident fellow at the Brookings Institution, professor at Texas A&M School of Law. Thank you so much.
Thank you.